Today's daf in Masechet Shviit, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Tesvav. And we're in the middle of this incredible issue about how it is that Pul HaMitzri is the one thing that we make a distinction, Aliba de Reb Shimon Shezuri, about what your intent was in planting it. There was your intent to utilize it for the beans themselves, Shad Zra'im, or was your intent to use it as a salad green for the yerek. And that makes a tremendous difference because, as we know, we have this very special din of those specific species which do not mature at the same time, where we go according to hashrasha, versus vegetables, where we go according to lekita. And that din of hashrasha was a special halacha that we introduced in order to avoid a problem of taking partial meiser from one year and partial meiser from the other year. We never had a very good explanation for it because, remember, Pul HaMitzri itself, we prorate in cases like that, and we actually put it all together at the end, and we take off meiser twice, according to Reb Shimon Shezuri, which would mean that first we'll take off meiser and pretend that, okay, let's pretend everything in here is meiser sheni, and I'll make it meiser sheni. And then, after I'm paid to the meiser sheni, I'll pretend that everything is meiser ani. I'll make it meiser ani, and I'll give it to aniyim. And that way I covered all my grounds. And the problem was, of course, that if that's true, why did we need to make a new shear in the first place, to go according to Ashrasha, to avoid the need? Because, you see, the other minim that we were talking about, which was talking about this, the sesame or the rice and so on, those cases did not have the variable of, like, what were you thinking, right? So in those cases, basically, we wanted to avoid the taking off two maisers in one year because we were medayik from the pasuk that you need to avoid doing that. Okay, by Pul HaMitzri, we have this new issue of how it is that you're going to be looking at it. Is it a vegetable or is it a legume? Okay, that's a different question. I mean, so over there, there was no way for us to keep the idea of don't take off two meisers. I'm taking off two different things. I'm viewing it as two different species. But when it comes to the rice and to the sesame and to the dochan, I mean, I don't want to even use the English word because the truth is that there's so many machlokas. But again, the millet and how do they say the perig in English again? Poppy, right? So those things, they're just what they are. And then the question is, okay, but when do we take meiser from what they are? So this is the way we've been learning until now. And this means that we really have a rather complex situation in which we need to determine whether the shear goes according to the hashrasha, like it would for orez and shumtsumin, whether it goes according to shlish, which is what it does for dagan tirosh v'yitzar. And that's called the onas ha-maisers. The shlish is always onas ha-maisers, which not coincidentally also, here we're using the same shear to talk about when we would view it as something that is mature enough to be considered, we were medayik from the pasuk, migon lecha miyiklecha. And then we have the shear of the lekita, for other paras, the shear of chanata, which is after the first appearance of the bud of the fruit. And then we have the shear of lekita, which we have for yirakot. And then we have this new shear in which things depend on the details of what the person's intent were. And that was unique to Pul HaMitzri or to Jack and the Beanstalk. And that was the only place where we had that particular thing, right? Now that leaves us still very confused about the details of these dinim of Zira Olia. Because look, I mean, it's simple in a case where it was clear, even Aliba de Reb Shimon Shezuri, the original intent was for, let's say, the Zera, and you maintained that original intent. So then, okay, I understand that any subsequent uses that you're going to make of, let's say, the leaves, I mean, maybe they're not even chayiv in meiser, or maybe there the leaves are completely bottled to the original intent, which is the main purpose of your growth. That we'll discuss. And the opposite is also true. If you were only growing them for veggies, so then I understand that that defines the entire nature of it. We don't get into any complications. But I don't understand, like, what do we do if your intent was for both? I mean, so then part of it is going to be ready now, and part of it is going to be ready at the Lakita, or what do you do if you change your mind in the middle? And now, like, at what point does that take effect, the change of mind? Can you completely change it, or does it now become the same as if you planted it for both in the first place? Man, am I confused, because remember, one of the cases that we had about the Pola Mitzri is that we're going to be using both the Yerek and the Zera, that you then just sort of wait until everything's ready, dump it into a pile, mix well, and take off a prorated Maaser. So where does that apply? Okay, so today we take a look at a Braisa. Now this Braisa, very different approaches between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. The Rambam learns that this Braisa is not going Aliv the Rebbe Shimon Shesuri, which gives a completely different way of looking at it. We'll take this simple approach of those Mefarshim on the page over here. So we'll take Rebbe Lazar Mifulda, we'll take his approach. And then when we finish, we can go through the way we have to reread the Braisa Aliv the Rambam, but we're not even going to finish the whole Braisa today because it has six different situations. So it addresses all of the six situations, and each one of them would depend on what your original intent was, what your current intent was, at what point did you change your mind, at least according to the Groz Girsa, or at what point did the plant actually mature, or did it all mature together, did it mature in different years, etc., etc. So let's take the simple cases first. Situation number one. Zera ola zera. So again, the Pashas is that it's going according to Rav Shimon Shesuri. I mean, it's almost shouting that because, I mean, it's talking about the question of the original intent of the Zriya. But as we'll see, there are many Girsaot variants here. But again, this Girsa works out very well according to Rav Elazar Mifulda. And zera ola zera mita ser l'sha'avar. So like we said, if the entire intent was bedavka for zera, so then we treat the whole plant as the normal din of kidneys. And over there is going according to the zera. And then we would view this as, well, it doesn't say what we would do about the vegetable part of it, but we would treat this the way we would treat the special case of Hashrosh. I shouldn't say it's a normal kidneys, but it's the same as the Zeraim of the Orez and the Sumshamin and so on. What's the din of the part that grows afterwards? Suppose you want to use some of the greens as salad greens. So that's actually Machlokas Rishonim. Some learn that even for salad greens at that point, it wasn't grown for salad greens. And it's Be'ikr, a kidneys plant. And therefore, the greens aren't chayiv in Maaser. It's just sort of like an ad hoc determination that you want to use it as if it's lettuce. Okay, there is such a shita. Others learn that no, the salad is also there. But the thing is that since the ikar plant was for the beans, so the greens follow the beans. Okay. All right, so that the price doesn't spell out. It goes according to the year of Hashrosh. The other, which of course, again, sounds exactly like something that Rav Shimon Shesuri said. If your intent was planting it for only for using the vegetable part of it, so the salad green part of it, so then that's all that we care about. And the entire plant is viewed as a vegetable. And it goes according to the din of Lakita. And in that case, even if you would use the beans, it would go according to Lakita, as if it were a vegetable. So you're defining whether it's a vegetable or whether it's this type of unique, whether it's a type of unique kidneys. Okay. Now, there's a third situation. The third situation is that you had both in mind and you figured, okay, so when the beans are available, I'll eat the beans. And when I've got some of the salad greens, I'll eat the salad greens. Or for that matter, maybe initially you were thinking about eating the beans, and then you saw that it grew such beautiful leaves and there's no decent lettuce available, so you want to use the yerek for a salad green. So what's the din over there? So over there, you are ma'aser mizaro al yerako, umirako al zar'o, you view the entire thing as the same as the main point. What was the main point? If you're using it for both, or if your initial intent was for zera and you changed your mind, so then there's nothing here that contradicts the essential view. And the essential is, if default, the default position on full hamitzri is that it's the full itself that's important. It's the beans. And therefore, if there was nothing that took it out of that, it was just you wanted also to use the yerek, or you changed your mind to use the yerek, so then the whole thing goes only according to the actual main plant. The main plant was the beans, but not in all circumstances. That's only where it actually reached a shlish lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So, despite the fact that the determining factor is the hashrasha, where there was a confusion about whether this is a vegetable or a special case of a full hamitzri, then it would depend. If it was rapidly growing and therefore it reached the stage of shlish, which would have been the din of a standard kitniot, then the halacha is that what we just said, it all is defined as the halacha as if it were all kitnias. And even though I picked the lettuce part, so to speak, the green part I picked later, it doesn't matter. I don't look at that because I'm looking at basically a previous year's main bean plant. But in this case, where you planted it for both purposes, or you changed your mind, if it actually only matured, which matured means that it got to the shear of onas maisus, which is shlish, it only was maybe shlishli achar Rosh Hashanah, so then we cannot say that it's entirely a plant from the previous year. And then we will actually separate between the zera, since your intent was using both. So the zera goes according to the past year. Why? Because then we look at the zera as the special needs zera of Hashrasha. So it goes according to Hashrasha. And as far as the greens are concerned, they are considered to be b'shas likitato, like any other vegetable, because since it wasn't chayev yet as a crop in the year in which it became the shlish, so we view it as each part, then it needs to be seen in the context of its year. But there's also one additional point, and that is if you collected this stuff now, but you had actually taken some of it before it matured, and it was before Rosh Hashanah. So in that case, we're going to go according to the Hashrasha. Why? Because, look, your kavana had been to use it. You actually took some of it from the year of the Hashrasha. So then that means that we look at the beans as being really relevant, both in terms of the psychology and in terms of the actual maisa of taking it. And therefore, the beans are really very important. It doesn't change the din of the yerek part because it never got even to the shear of onas ha-maisers before Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the yerek part will go not according to the year of Hashrasha, in which case it goes according to Lakita, like any other yerek. So if avalim lokat mimenu la'achar Rosh Hashanah, but suppose you never took any of the seeds before Rosh Hashanah at all, so then everything is viewed as the next year's crop. Bein zar'o, bein yirko, is mitaser la'aba. In that event, even though I had in mind both inyanim, it says over here, even though I had wanted to use up both the salad greens and the beans, I cannot say that just because it didn't reach a level of maturation before Rosh Hashanah will treat the whole thing as if it's a veg. Because over here, basically what happened is it wasn't mature before Rosh Hashanah. The person whose das was all on the beans, he didn't take any of the beans before Rosh Hashanah. In which case, we view it that the beans are no longer so choshev to him. So now we look at it as if it's a yerek. So in that case, even though obviously the seeds are not the same as the yerek in terms of lakita, but it's considered to be a crop of this year because of the fact that you were machshiv the greens. Okay, so this is a sort of you have to actually make a chart. If this, then that. If this, so it's a flow chart over here. It's a little bit complicated. So basically, we're saying that if there was a chashivas both to the zera, the beans, and to the leaves, which is the yerek, either because that was your original intent or because you decided at one point that you want to have both of them. So then what we're saying is like this. If it was magia lishlish before Rosh Hashanah, so then the whole thing is going according to the Hashrasha of the last year. If it didn't get to the shlish before Rosh Hashanah, but you did take the Zera, some at least, before Rosh Hashanah, so then we see each part as having its own unique status. The Yerek is viewed as a Yerek and goes according to Lakita. You've asserted with your actions and with your intent that you view the beans as being chashev from that year, because you took some from that year. So then Enachinami, it goes according to the Hashrasha. And it would take, let's say, if that was the second year Hashrasha, then the beans would be Meiser Sheni beans, and the Yerakot would be Meiser Ani lettuce. And if it didn't get to the Shlish before Rosh Hashanah, and you didn't take any of it before Rosh Hashanah, so then we view everything as being part of the next year, and it's viewed as normal kitnias about Shlish, and it's viewed as normal Yerakot as Lakita. Okay? Whew. Now, in the case, this is all part of, unfortunately, this is all part of the third situation. We haven't even gotten to the fourth situation. So suppose you originally had in mind, this bit actually is very confusing. My own personal feeling about this is that it would be, the way most learn it is, it's very repetitive. And therefore, the way to read it would be, I think, that if lechatchila you planted it for the zera, and then you changed your mind and you decided to only use it for the year, right? Not like the case we had before. In other words, it's introducing a new variable. Because the first part of this situation was talking about where you changed your mind, but you changed your mind to use both. This is now, it's not going to repeat the same thing, and that's difficult to believe. So if you were Zera, and then you changed your mind, and you decided, you know what, I just want this as a salad green, so then fine. So then, Ba'in B'Machshava. So then, Enochinami, we view the whole thing as being a vegetable, and we don't worry about the rest. That was situation three. Whew. Now let's talk about situation four. Now, suppose it was the other way around. Suppose your original planting was actually to have the lettuce leaves. Then you decided those beans look awfully yummy, and I'll actually eat the beans. So what happens over there? Lo'olam ein machsheves hazera chala alav, ela im kein mana mimenu shalosh murbiot. We do not change our mind about it. Because if a person actually plants it for a yerek, then we view it as a normal yerek. You can't just change your mind and turn it into something without doing a maisa. You'd have to do a maisa. So what would the maisa be that shows that it's no longer to be viewed as a yerek? So what you would need to do is, if you were monea mimenu shalosh murbiot, so you did not do, remember, the whole point of the Yerek is why? I'm starting to run out. Maybe you were offering me a little over there, Gavi. It looked like an interesting offer, as you can see how weak my boost is. Oh, Akiva is sending Yakira with some boost. Benny's got, I think, a store, but things are getting difficult in the traveling here. Anyway, good. So in this case, if you didn't water it, remember the whole din of Yerek is based on what? That was our diak from Kishem, that we're going to be going according to the Shlish in things that live off of the water early in the year. That's what we're going to do with Yerakot, because you water Yerakot till the end of the year because they're constantly growing Yerakot. Now, if you really wanted to continue to use these as lettuce salad greens, so then you would be watering them and you have a watering schedule. Suppose you turn off your sprinklers 3 times in a row. So let's say you water every 3 days. 3 watering sessions in a row, you close your sprinklers. Now that is saying loud and clear, I'm not interested in the Yerek part at all. So in that case, it would be enough to change it into a bean crop. But that is only true. Now there's another but over here. That's only true if Lemaisa, it had grown a shlish before Rosh Hashanah. So then it's a bean crop from before. But if it was Hevi Shlish La'achar Rosh Hashanah, then we have to change the gears over here too. Afilu Manaminanu Shalosh Mor Biyot. Even if you did that, it would not be enough to change it into something that it wasn't intended to be before, because it never matured from before. And they were not going to go back to the Hashrasha when it didn't even grow in that year at all. Okay, so there's a lot of different gersaot over here. It's clear that the Rambam had a different gersa, because the Rambam doesn't say a word about watering it. The Rambam only talks about bringing in its peres. He says shalosh ariot instead of shalosh murbiot. So he obviously has a completely different approach to all of this. But as I said, first we'll go through all 6 of the categories, and then we'll go back to see the Rambam. The 5th situation out of the 6 is where you originally planted it Lizera, and then you actually were going to use the Yerek. But what happened in this case is that even though we said before that this is going to be defined by a case where you became Shlish before Rosh Hashanah, this case is different. The case over here would be that it was also kulo kitzatzim gemurim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So we talked about before, we talked about the case of getting to Shlish before Rosh Hashanah, but how about if it actually becomes completely potted and potted with these, right? All the pods matured, seems to be the meaning of kitzatzim. All of, not from Shlish, but total maturation before Rosh Hashanah. So in that case, we don't view it as we said before, that the shlish is koveya, but what happens over there is that the zera is misasher baser l'sha'avar, and the yerek is mitaser b'shat mikituto, is considered to be isuro. So in other words, since obviously this had been planted well before the next year, because everything was ready before Rosh Hashanah, so we're not going to say in a case like that that we should look at the yerek and see them as being part of the Zera, because the Zera is a totally different crop. It's already out to market in the middle of the year before Rosh Hashanah. So we have to see this case as actually 2 completely different crops, one of salad greens and one of seeds. So we're introducing here a new idea that the whole confusion about Fula Mitzri is specifically when there's some close relationship between the time of the Maisrus of the Yerek and the time of the Maisrus of the Zera. But when you had planted that early, that there's nothing at all to discuss about the Zera, it's already not even there anymore. You put it into boxes and you marketed it before Rosh Hashanah. It was also Kulo Kitzotzin. So they were not going to say that it's all looked at as one crop, and even the Zera would go according, even the Yerek would go according to there. In that case, the Yerek is a Yerek and the Zera is a Zera, and everything has its own dinim, which are standard. Okay. That is our 5th situation. The 6th situation, Bezrat Hashem, we shall go to tomorrow, I think. I mean, it's early, so we could really, yeah, we could go on. Okay, so what's the sixth situation? What we've done is we've oversimplified up until this point, right? Because we said it depends if you got to Shlish before Rosh Hashanah or if it was Osa Kulo Kitzatzim before Rosh Hashanah. But that, remember, when you're dealing with Fula Mitzri, which is, it's a, got this tendency to fool you all the time. And therefore, if you're dealing with Fula Mitzri, what might happen is that part of the Zroim is totally ready to be marketed, but part didn't. Now, you didn't talk about that case. You talked about only Shlish. What about if part was also Kitzatzim? So if Miktzato Asa Kitzatzim Gemurim, or Miktzato Lo Asa. So now, we've got a real problem, because we definitely have some things that ought to be entirely previous year. And then part of it is still going to be going according to the Bishas Likita. So, and it's all viewed as one thing. So the other beans are going to go like the next year. What do we do? That is the case that we said, that we've been talking about so often, is that we prorate it because we have nothing else to do. So Hadahi, that was the price that we spoke about before, with Sover Gornolotocho, you take everything, you put it all together, and that way you've got a supposedly even distribution of the parts that are beans from the previous year, the parts that are beans from this year, the parts that are Yerek, and you've got it all mixed together, so that it looks like what you're doing is Nimtza Maaser Mizaro Yarko, which of course is not really doable. And Yarko al Zaro, and you can rely, as we said before, you take off by Sir Sheni, if it's a Sheni Shlishi or Shlishi Sheni issue, and if it's a Shemitah issue, then you will have to be Machmer. And this way, Nimtza Maaser Mizaro, Yarko mi Yarko al Zaro. Toni Rabbi Avduna to Mir Chaifa, nope, actually, that's not the way I understand it. I hold that a filu lo asa kulo kitzatzim gemurim lifnei Rosh Hashanah, I think that the fifth rule covers even the sixth case, so that they're really a total of five totally different situations. Because according to the way I read it, if part of it actually made kitzatzim gemurim lifnei Rosh Hashanah, not all of it, the din would be that that sufficiently separates the zera from the yerek, and therefore all of the zera will be mitaser l'shavar, and all of the yerek is misaser, according to Shas Lakita, which seems to learn that Rav Avdini in Haifa is arguing on the brisa. Omer Rav Yosef, he's not arguing at the brisa, because he's talking about a specific case. He's talking about where it was heavy shlish l'machsheves hazera. You see, we didn't talk about another issue, did we? At what point did you change your mind? We didn't talk about that. And it was Rav Avdini Mechaifa who is introducing that new issue. So he was talking about a case where it was already at the Onat HaMaasrot, and the original intent was still in effect, meaning that the person who planted it hadn't changed his mind that, you know what, I'm also going to use the yerek. But he would agree that Ine Vishlish L'Machshevet HaYerek, if at the time that it got to the getter of Shlish, the person had already changed his mind and decided that I don't want to use it only for the beans, I want to use it also for the salad greens. So there too, Rav Avdimi would say that you could look at it, that Ev Shalomar, that the Zera part would be Mitaser L'Sha'avar, and the Yerek part would be Mitaser B'Sha'at L'Kitoto Asuro, is that what you would say? But at Amar, Tzover Gronoto Tochov Nimtzimaser Mizaro Yarkom Yarko Alzaro, didn't you just say that there's at least one case where you would have to mix it together? So what that means is, obviously, that in a case where you want both the Zera and the Yerek, and only part of it actually was also Ketzitzin before, that must be the case that it's referring to. So in other words, Rav Avdimi would agree with the Braisa in the case where, in fact, the guy decided to use the Yerek where it was after the Shlish. There he agrees with the Braisa. Rav Dimi was just saying that if you changed your mind before it was a Shlish, then I hold that the sixth situation is the same as the fifth situation. Whew. Okay, so this is the Braisa according to the way Reb Eliyahu Mifulda learns. We'll see when we meet next time, Bezrat Hashem, what the totally different approach is of the Rambam. Okay, Rabosai, may we be zocha to meet again on our Yerushalmi, which will only be on Yom Rishon, in a completely new world. In Hashamayim HaChadashim, the Eretz HaChadasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preparing for us, which was what was in mind all along. Kol Tov, Besiras Tavis, everyone. Mashiach Samecha, Forechis Nachal Asecha, Ve'im Menaseim Ad Olam.